Mishnah Beis, the halacha is that if part of the Korban Pesach is taken outside of the place in which it needs to be eaten, then it becomes invalid and it is forbidden to eat that part of the Korban Pesach. Now, we've seen already a number of times that the Korban Pesach needs to be eaten within Yerushalayim. So certainly, if the Korban Pesach leaves Yerushalayim from the moment that it is slaughtered until midnight of the first night of Pesach, if it leaves Yerushalayim, certainly it becomes invalid and it is forbidden to eat that part. But as well as that, when it comes to the actual night of Pesach, one is obligated to eat the Korban Pesach together with his chabura, with his group of people who are sharing that Korban Pesach. And if he takes any of the meat away from the group, it is also considered to have been taken out of the place in which it needs to be eaten, and it is forbidden to eat that part of the Korban Pesach. Now what happens if Eiver Sheyotzo Miktsosai, if part of a limb of the Korban Pesach was taken outside of its place? So part of it is now invalid, part of it is valid. And the part which is still valid, it's an obligation to eat it. Because you can't just allow it to be left and become nosar. However, there is a problem, because as we have seen, there's a prohibition to cut a bone of the Korban Pesach. So you can't just cut it where the boundary is, cut it at the point where the part of it went out, because then you would be breaking a bone. So what should you do? Says the Mishnah Chesich, you should cut the meat until you reach the bone, so cut all around the bone, but without cutting the bone itself, and then the koleif, peel back the meat, the part of the meat which is still inside of the place in which it needs to be eaten, so you should peel that part of the valid meat, until you reach a joint between two bones, and then cut it at the joint. It's permitted to cut the joints of a Korban Pesach, it's only forbidden to cut the bones. So that way you've peeled back the meat which you can eat, and you can actually eat that now, whereas the entire bone and the half of the meat which became invalid, that would need to be burnt, just like every other korban which becomes invalid. But when it comes to all other korbanos, if they leave the place in which they need to be eaten, so when it comes to kodshe kodshim, which refers to korbanos which have a very high level of sanctity and holiness, and which need to be eaten within the Beis HaMikdash itself, so if they leave the Beis HaMikdash, or even if they leave the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, then they would need to be burnt. And when it comes to kodshim kalim, which refers to korbanos with a lower level of holiness and sanctity, so they need to be burnt, they need to be eaten within Yerushalayim, the point being that if half of a limb of any of those korbanos leaves its place, so in that case, you've got an easy solution. Koitzitz v'koifitz, you can just cut it with a very large meat knife at the point in which it left the place where it needs to be eaten, because the prohibition of breaking a bone does not apply to other korbanos. Now, what exactly is considered to be the boundary of, for example, Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishnah explains, min ha'agaf v'lifnim, from the agaf inwards, k'lifnim is judged as being inside of the place in which it needs to be eaten, be it the Beis HaMikdash, be it Yerushalayim. Now, what exactly is the agaf? So the agaf refers to the part of a door where the actual door itself closes onto that bit. It's the bit which sort of stops the door. You close the door onto this part of the building. Or when it comes to Yerushalayim, the gates of Yerushalayim. So from there inwards, that is considered to be the boundary. But from that agaf outwards is considered to be like outside of Yerushalayim or outside of the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard. And the agaf itself, explains the Rambam, is considered to be like outside. And that is considered to be the boundary for all of the laws of korbanos leaving the place in which they need to be eaten. Hachalonos, windows. The windows in the walls of Yerushalayim, or in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash courtyard, v'ovi achoma, and the thickness of the wall itself. For example, if a korban is on top of the wall, let's say, kalifnim, that is judged as being inside of Yerushalayim or being inside of the Beis HaMikdash courtyard, such that the korban would still be valid in that case.